Hey, hello there. Hi, boys and girls. Hi, kids. Hey, come in here right now because it's time for the party with Big John and Sparky.
And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled Who's Who Continued. It was getting to be one grand and glorious mix-up. Our mystery of the kidnapping of Daffodil Dilly had taken an unexpected turn. In addition to demanding $250,000 ransom, we discovered that the kidnappers who wanted that money were very, very clever at disguises. They were disguising themselves as the chief of police, the bank president, even Mayor Plumfront had been successfully imitated. So we were very confused. We received a call to Mayor Plumfront's office and we rushed over there, but we weren't sure that it was the mayor.
Hey, wait a minute. How do we know this really is the mayor we're talking to? Maybe it's one of the kidnappers disguised to look like the mayor. Maybe this is just a trick to get us out of Yuki's office.
Well, I can find out soon enough, lad. I'll just call up the old office, and if them kidnappers are there, maybe one of them will answer the phone. Wait a minute here. Let's see
why they'd be crazy enough to answer the telephone even if they were there. That'd be a dead giveaway.
There, well, telephone does ring in my office. We'll soon find out.
Hello? Yuki Butcher's private eye
inspection
agency. Yuki Butcher, the private eye speaking.
Hello there, Yuki. This is Yuki. I just called to see how everything is.
Everything's real fine.
Just wanted to check and see if everything at the office was real fine. Well, so long, Yuki. I'll see you sometime there. Yeah, everything's real fine up office. Well, Yuki said, hey, wait a minute. That was me I was talking to on the phone there.
What did you say?
Wait a minute. That couldn't be me I was just talking to. I'm here, not there, I think. Or am I there and not here? Fellas, I don't even know who I am anymore. Am I me or am I one of those there kidnapped fellers in disguise?
Oh, for goodness sakes, how do you expect us to make any progress on this case? You don't even know who you are.
Yeah, now get settled down here for a minute. Wait a minute. Calm down. Listen, there must be some sort of a solution to this problem. Now, everybody be quiet. Let's talk this over and just take questions one by one.
Yuki, listen, have you decided whether or not you're you?
Yeah, sure. I'm convinced I'm me. If I wasn't me, I'd be pretty sure to know it. As a matter of fact, I'd be the first one to know it if
well,
I wasn't
me. Who do you think it was who answered your telephone and sounded like you?
Well, must have been one of the kidnappers.
Well, if the kidnappers are in your office, maybe we'd better hurry up and get back there.
Well, there's no need for that, lad. There isn't anything there at the office that would be of any value to them. They got all the evidence that I had against them.
Yeah, we'd only be wasting our time going back to Yuki's office.
That's right, 100% correct. But we still don't know if this is really the mayor that we're sitting here talking to.
Now listen here, Yuki Butcher. I sure am me. If I'm not me, then what am I doing in my office?
Ah, very clever, very clever. You could very easily be here, mayor, or whoever you are. If you're one of the kidnappers disguised to look like the mayor, you and your gang could have very easily kidnapped the real mayor and took over his office.
Well, that's true, but... Yeah, that's true. After all, the kidnapper who was disguised like you, mayor, and came to Yuki's office certainly did fool us.
Oh, now, Big John. Don't tell me that you think that I'm not me, too.
Well...
Big John, do you think maybe that's not Mayor Plumfront?
Oh, no, of course, I think this is really Mayor Plumfront.
Yeah, I know, but how can we be sure?
Well, I don't know, but there must be some way to prove it.
I tell you what, ask me questions, just ask me anything. I'll answer questions that those there kidnappers could never answer.
Yeah, that's an idea. Any questions you want to ask the mayor, Yuki?
Yeah, I got a good question to ask. Mayor, what's my real first name?
It's Eugene. People just call you Yuki.
Yeah, that's 100% correct. He's the mayor, all right. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. The kidnappers could know that too, Yuki.
Yeah?
All they'd have to do is go down to the courthouse and look up your birth record.
Yeah, that's 100% correct too. Yeah, he's not the mayor. Not yet.
Well, now, no.
Mayor Plumfront, I've got a question to ask you. Who did we go to Africa with? What was the name of the sea captain who took us?
Captain Squinty McGinney. How's that, lad? Now do you believe I'm me?
Well, now wait a minute. If their kidnappers might have known Captain Squinty's name, too.
I've got a good question, Mayor.
All right, let's have it. What was the name of our number one native boy while we were in Africa? The kidnappers wouldn't know that, Yuki.
Yeah, fine.
All right, Mayor. What was his name?
His name was Coco Joko.
What was the name of a pygmy tribe that almost captured us?
It was a Mumgunzi tribe.
Oh, well, I'm convinced. Do you believe he's the mayor now, Yuki?
Well, he could be the mayor. But maybe the kidnappers could answer them their questions, too. I don't know. Can't be too sure.
Okay. Wait, I've got one more question that I know that only the mayor can answer. Mayor, what's the name of the woods where my club has its clubhouse shack, and how do you spell it, and what is the name of my club?
Lad, your clubhouse shack is in Wobbleding's Woods, spelled W-U-B-B-O-L-D-I-N-G. And the name of your club is the Grand Order of the Glorious Knights of the Mystic Secret Circle, of which you are the Exalted High Lama of the Purple and White Garter, and of which I am the Honorary Blue Walrus.
Oh, that's Mayor Plumfront, all right. That's Mayor Plumfront.
Hey.
Boy, there aren't many people who could spell Wobbleding right, and Mayor Plumfront's one of them. Yeah, that's all right. There really is Mayor Plumfront, all right.
Yeah, what about you, Yuki? Are you convinced?
Just a second. I got a question to ask the mayor. Mayor, where did I buy my 1913 Model T Ford?
Oh, that's easy. You bought your 1913 Model T from old Carl Recksteiner. Old Grandpa Recksteiner, that is. And old Grandpa Recksteiner only drove his 1913 Model T on Sunday afternoons to go down to Redland Field to see the Cincinnati Reds play baseball.
That's 100% correct. Yeah, this really is the mayor.
Well, good. Now that everyone's convinced that everyone here really is who they say they are, where do we go from here?
Well, first of all, maybe we'd better make up a password for us to say to one another so that from now on we'll know who, or, you know if it's really us.
Yeah. That's a fine idea. I'm for that 100%.
Yeah, it is a good idea. Well, okay. What should we have for a password?
Well, it'll have to be a question. A question which the other person will have to answer.
How about fine weather we're having today? Then the other party will answer, yeah, real fine.
Oh, Yuki, that's no good. How about this one? One of us fellers will say to the other one of us fellers, when we meet, where is the April blossom a-sailing? To which one of us fellers will answer, Captain Squinty has taken her to Peru.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, that's a real good, that's a good password. Okay, let's try it out. Let's try that with you, Yuki. Where's the April blossom sailing?
I don't know. Somewhere off the coast of Borneo, I guess.
Oh, me. What would you give for a feller like that? Yuki, you dumb cluck. You're supposed to answer Captain Squinty McGinney has taken her to Peru.
Yeah, fine.
Oh, me. What a dumb snoot he is. Oh, my. Well, here comes Miss Stallard Buffer with the afternoon mail. Just put it down on the desk there, Miss Stallard Buffer. You'll be all right. Thank you.
Why don't you look through it, Mayor? Maybe there's a note from the kidnappers.
Oh, yeah. It's an excellent idea. It's just what I'll do. Now, let me see. What do we got here? Yeah. Oh, it's a bill from the florist shop. From a wedding, which never took place. Oh, my. Now, let's see. Oh, here's a letter from the kidnappers. Yes, sir. That's what it is.
How can you tell, Mayor?
Well, look at the envelope, lad. See how it's addressed? Letters cut out of the newspaper, pasted on the envelope to make up the address.
Hey!
What's it say, Mayor?
Just a minute, Big John. Let's see here. Ooh, me. Ooh, this is bad, fellers. This is bad.
What's it say, Mayor?
It says, Okay, Clump Front. We showed you that we can get away with anything we want to in this town. Now, beware. If you don't deliver the ransom money the way we told you to, it is going to be too bad for you.
What else does it say?
That's all, lad. And that's enough.
Wowie, it sure is. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Boy, if you ask me, we're going to have to really get going on this case now. The mayor's got another note from the kidnappers, and they told him that he'd better do exactly as they told him to do, or it'd be too bad for him. Boy, it sounds like they really mean business. Wonder what we're going to do next. Well, you'll find out tomorrow. I'll see you then, kids. So long.